Now, after more than 3 years of hard physical labour by a five-strong team of workers and the moving of thousands of tonnes of rock and soil, a new 4-kilometre-long pathway officially opens today from the base to the summit of Croagh-Patrick. It'll make the famous County Mayo Reek safer and faster to climb for the thousands of visitors a year who take on the challenge. Ricky Wynn is among those who knows it best. He's broken a world record running up and down the mountain, and he joins us now. Good to have you on the programme, Ricky. You're in a different league to the rest of us, I know, because you're a record-breaking ultra runner, and Croagh-Patrick is no burden to you. But you're in a unique position because you've been up and down that mountain so often to have observed the challenges the rest of us face climbing and descending that mountain without a pathway. What have you noticed over the years?
Yeah, so like I've been on, would say, a Croagh-Patrick journey over the years of where I've seen how difficult it was when I first start running up and down it, and would say towards the top especially, up near the cone, up near the church, it was very, very hard to navigate your way up and especially down without tripping or falling or slipping or sliding, especially if it was wet or windy or something like that. Whereas now, with the new steps all the way up, it's an absolutely amazing thing to have. And it makes it so much safer for walkers, climbers, and even for myself running up and down it. It's a fantastic feat, and it looks amazing.
You're full of admiration for the workers and for what they've achieved. And I know you've been photographing and observing them over the last 3 years. Tell me a little bit about what you've seen.
Yeah, just where I'd be training on that mountain every couple of weeks, I would often meet some of the lads that were building the pathway, and I'd just stop and have a chat with them and just see how they were getting on. And like, they'd be out in all kinds of weather, same as myself. I'd be training in the rain, hail and snow, and they'd be out building in the rain, hail and snow. And it was fantastic what they did. And they were always in good spirits, always in good form. And like, it's nothing but a good thing for Croagh-Patrick to see it.
And, you know, bearing in mind, they had to climb that reek every morning to their work as well.
Yeah, I couldn't believe how they were getting the material up there, the stones up there. I know they were using certain parts of the mountain, like they were taking the stone from that, but they were getting big bags of rocks collected and moved to where they were working, and then they were just doing it in such an artistic way as well. Like, it was an amazing thing to see, like, you know, and proper hard work, like, nothing easy about it, that's for sure.
And good luck yourself. You're a builder as well as being an ultra runner, I gather, so you've been able to watch it from, I suppose, from the viewing point of being a runner as well as a builder. What are you taking on next? What's your next challenge?
Yeah, so I'm just back from a race that I did in Croatia 2 weeks ago. So it's part of the UTMB World Series. So it's kind of like the World Cup of trail running. And I finished 10th in that race, which was a great achievement for me personally. And now I move towards a big race in France at the end of the year called the UTMB, which is 145 kilometres with 9,800 metres of climbing. So I'm really looking forward to that.
All right. Well, hopefully I'll be out on Croagh-Patrick before too long. We'll be watching out for you. Ricky Wynn, thanks for joining us on the programme.